Hey, this is JP Moses with REITips.com. Welcome to Real Estate Investing Undressed. Guys, I have a guest with me here, and we want to talk about something that I really don't know a lot about, but my friend here does. My friend is Steve Cavanaugh from La Plata, Maryland. Steve, thanks for joining me here.
Thanks for having me, JP.
Got a question for you, man, about auctions and online auctions, to be more precise. But let me just set the stage for everyone to know where we're coming from here. Steve and I are part of a private group called the Flip VIPs, and we have a private mastermind and a private email group where we just kind of discuss questions and, you know, deal scenarios and whatnot. In the privacy of that group recently, another one of our colleagues, Nate Andre, who was actually one of the original Not a Gurus, for those of you who've been hanging with me for a while here, if you remember the Not a Guru series, Nate sent an email to us just that he had won a bid for an online auction with auction.com. And the point of the original email was that he had had like four offers accepted very quickly, just at the end of the year, just kind of the December rush to liquidate. But then he followed up with an email that said, okay, help me out here, guys, looking for your input, and I'm reading Nate's email here. Auction.com just called me to confirm that I got the accepted offer. However, they are different from REDC.com, where the bid, where I guess that's where he placed his bid. With Auction.com, the seller has the right to say yes or no within 1 to 2 weeks. What they want me to do is sign the paperwork that they're sending to me and wire them the full amount of $23,000. That's what he bought the house for. I have 24 hours to complete this. If the seller says yes, then it's a done deal and we proceed. If the seller says no, then they refund me the money in whole, or the seller can counteroffer me. This is written in the terms of the agreement, you know, the same one that we never read. We just check the box and make the offer. So with that said, how would you guys proceed? Tell them to take a hike? Would you trust them, et cetera? So, you know, the bottom line question is, that's a whole heck of a lot of money to wire as, you know, basically earnest money. That's basically what they're asking him to do there. You know, he's not going to a closing table where he's given a certified check to a title company. He is going to send the whole $23K over to him. And should he do that? So you chimed in with a response, Steve, and that's kind of where this started. So why don't you start with what your response is? You know, you've got some experience in this arena, so what do you think?
Well, I don't remember the exact wording of my response, but it went something like this, and that is, you know, they usually want you to wire over the funds. It's one other hoop that they make you jump through. Just so you know, my background quickly, I'm purchasing properties in the $110,000 to $120,000 range on the buy side. So typically for that amount, they don't make you wire the entire amount over, which was the case with Nate. I think what I found out later from Nate was that a $25K or less winning bid requires the 100% of that to be wired over. Typically in my price range, you're looking to wire over 5 to 10%. Of the winning bid plus the 5%, what they call the buyer's premium. So it's legitimate. You wire it over to their escrow company, which is basically their, you know, it's usually a large title company, a law firm that's doing the closing, and then they go ahead and they hold the money, and then you get to find out in the future sometime, usually it's within a week or two, you know, whether or not you have won. They call that subject to the seller confirmation.
Okay. So tip number one for anyone who's looking to bid on properties through online auction, again, something I've never done, would be sure you have some liquid capital on hand to be able to play ball pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. And I guess ultimately, you know, as long as the website is a reputable website that has a history behind it, then you would say, you know, it's a safe thing to do. Go ahead and send the full money. I mean, you've never heard of any cases or experienced anything yourself where you weren't sure that the money was going to be coming back your way if the offer wasn't accepted.
That's correct. You know, it's been legitimate in my experience. I have won auctions where the seller, the bank, has elected to not accept my bid. Sometimes they will counter that bid, and sometimes they will outright reject it, just as with any other offer. And then normally it takes 2 to 3 weeks for that escrow company to send your money back.
So tell me about your experience with bidding for houses on online auctions. What kind of success rate do you have? Do you think there is a juicy opportunity right now in this market through the online auction arena, more now than before, less? Give me your thoughts.
Well, you know, I think it's probably about the same. You know, I should say that acquiring through auction is just one of many ways that I currently employ to find deals. And I should also back up and say it's not only the online auctions, but a lot of these auctions, what they'll do is they'll simulcast. It'll be a live auction, and there will be live bidders at the auction, and then there will be, you know, you sitting behind your computer. If you elect to do it online, you can go ahead and do it online at the same time, so you're actually bidding against people there.
Well, how would you size up the opportunity in the online auction arena right now, or auctions that are broadcast online? Do you, are you, you know, dipping your toes in that water a lot yourself right now, or is this
something you did
more in the past?
I do, JP. I take part in all of them that come around. As long as there's properties that I'm interested in, and whenever the auctions are happening, I'm always getting involved in some way.
Okay, so what are some tips, some specific Kavanaugh-esque tips that you would give us, you know, stuff that you might keep close to the vest? You know me, I'm the extractor. Tell me the good stuff. How do you get the best out of the auctions?
Well, one of the secret tips I'll you know, coach people on doing is start out by going to the live auctions. You've got to get some background on what actually takes place there, what other types of people are there bidding. There's a couple different styles of auctions. There's the big auctions that are held usually in a convention center or something like that, where you're looking at 100, 200, 300 people there. And then there are the smaller auctions, with like the Williams and Williams auctions, that are typically held out in the front yard of the piece of property that's being auctioned. I would say go to those auctions. One of the things that I personally like to do, there's a couple tips here. When I go to the auctions, especially the smaller ones, I like to meet everybody else who's there to bid, find out if they're the real deal, find out if they're just looky-loos. With the Williams and Williams auctions, you can actually go ahead and get a bid card without putting any money down. You don't need to proof of funds. You don't need anything. You just put your name, address, and phone number, and they give you a bid card. And then at such time as you are the winning bidder at that auction, then you can go ahead and write a personal or business check right there on the spot. You don't even have to have the money in your account. Of course,
really?
I always have. Yeah, for the Williams auctions. And then you could run and go ahead and go to the bank and put that money in the account after you're the winning bidder. But in any event, I go to those smaller auctions and I meet everybody there, hand them all a business card, and let them know that I'm the real deal. Now, what this does is it kind of creates a little bit of intimidation factor. You know, then the other people there, maybe they saw an advertisement and thought that they could come get something cheap or something like that, and I kind of show up and present myself as a professional investor. You know, who's there to really win the auction, and not to pay too much for it. So if I'm not bidding right away, they might be a little scared. Why isn't he bidding, and that sort of thing? That's one tip. Another tip I like to have, whether it's a big auction or a small auction, is to go all the way to the back of the room. A lot of times what they'll do from the front of the room is they can have you bidding against yourself if you're in the front. They can be pointing out, going, yay, yeah. You know, and stuff like that. And the other thing to keep in mind, too, is on a lot of these type of auctions, there's actually a reserve price that is undisclosed. So they reserve the right to bid on behalf of the bank up to a certain amount. So you have to keep that in mind, too. So I like to stay in the back so I can see if I'm actually bidding against somebody else or not.
You know, in my past, in the years past, back when I was licensed, my broker also was an auctioneer, and on occasion I would go work for him at his auctions. I was one of those guys that would stand out kind of in the crowd and look for people, try to make eye contact with them to see if they're ready to bid, try to coax a bid out of them. And
no kidding.
Yeah, it was actually a lot of fun. There's a lot of unspoken psychology that goes on in that process, and I've seen people bet against themselves on the towards the front, so I know exactly what you're talking about there.
Sure. Wow, I didn't know that, JP.
Yeah, I've worn many hats in the past. Okay, what about any specific tips for the online auction specifically?
For the online stuff, well, let me just tell you, first of all, how that works. Usually they want a credit card with, you know, $2,500 authorization on it. They don't actually take that money, but they just do an authorization for $2,500 so that you can go ahead and become a player. And then once you do that, then you fax in your proof of funds and corporate documents and things like that if you're bidding in an entity.
And all that's before the auction even starts?
All that's before the auction starts. What you have to be careful about is, let's say the auction's coming up in 2 weeks, there is, I want to say maybe a 48-hour or something like that before the date of the auction. You have to get registered before that deadline. If you wait until the day before the auction, many times it's too late and you can't register. So even if you're uncertain if you'll be participating in the auction, go ahead and just get registered. And, you know, then you'll be ready to go. You know, then the other thing they do is they throw properties up at the last minute. So there might not be properties in your area that you're interested in bidding on in their current inventory, but then they'll throw one on at the last minute. So then you can go ahead and you're already registered, so you can go ahead and show up on bid day online and bid if you'd like.
Oh, that's great.
My tip for bidding, whether you're at the auction or online, is to wait until the last possible second. I mean, you want all the other bidding to be done, you know, before you enter your first bid. So I kind of wait until they're, you know, okay, what do they say? Like 3, 2, 1, or you're going once, going twice. You know, I want to be bidding on that when they say going twice. Then that's when I click the bid. An advantage that you have live over being on the internet, however, is the bid increments. A lot of times you can say, you know, if the next bid is 125, you can say, oh no, I'll go to 122.5 or something like that. Whereas online, you know, they've got it in 5K increments, so you can only go to 125. So you have to keep that in mind also.
Yeah, that's a good one too. Are there any specific? Let's start offline and then online. Offline, are there any favorite auctions that you have? Any particular companies that you particularly have gotten?
Yeah, I go to REDC auctions, or I have. Now I do most of that stuff online. And the other one that I like to actually attend in person rather than online is the Williams & Williams. If you Google Williams & Williams or go to williamsauction.com, those are the two. Something I should also make you aware of is REDC and auction.com are one and the same. That was something that confused Nate because he won an REDC auction. Next thing he knew, he got an email from auction.com.
Right.
And
right.
It turns out that REDC actually bought auction.com for, I want to say, $1.2 million a year and a half ago or so.
Okay.
So.
All right. That sounds like a pretty good price.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, hey, man, we're in the wrong business here, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Any others online that you like a lot besides those?
I want to say that's the extent of what I have personally participated in. I do know others here locally that have participated in the Hudson and Marshall auctions. And there's one other that escapes me right now. But those are the main ones in my area.
Okay. Just wrapping up, can you tell me about a deal or two that you've purchased via auction recently?
Sure. The one, actually, I'm about to list the property that I'm finishing renovating next week, is one that I just won this fall at the REDC auction. This was online. And this one was interesting because the original auction took place on a Sunday, and I was outbid by what was seemingly an in-person bidder because I was online bidding at the simulcast. The property came back on. I got an email that Monday that it came back on as a second chance auction, which means something happened with either the buyer, whether they maybe didn't have the cash and they said they did, or they decided they didn't want it for that price or something like that. I don't really know what goes on after some of these people win, maybe the seller reevaluated what they had in that time period and said, let's throw it back up for second chance. Well, the REDC second chance auctions work like this. It's basically a bidding over a three-day period. It's very similar to eBay, where they open up the bidding and you just go in there and put your best bid. And then if somebody outbids you, it sends you an email to let you know. So I went ahead and I put in my bid, which was lower than what I was willing to go up to the day before, and I actually ended up winning it for my initial bid because nobody else bid against me. So I ended up winning that deal for that house for $113. And thing to keep in mind with these auctions is there's usually what's called a buyer's premium, and REDC adds 5% to your winning bid. So my total purchase price on that property was $118,650.
So it's 5%, as far as you know, across the board, regardless of your purchase price for REDC?
As far as I know, JP. Yep.
Okay.
Repairs on that property, around $35,000, and I'm going to be listing that property for $229 at the end of next week.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's great. I got that property for $118, and it was last listed on the MLS for $189.
Now, Steve, just real quick, that just jogged my memory. The last time I asked you, the last time you and I really closely discussed your business model, you have historically been a cherry picker. You don't do a volume business. You kind of wait in the wings and cherry pick the really nice deals with the bigger paydays. Is that still your strategy right now?
It pretty much is. One of the things that I have kind of transitioned into that's a little bit different for me now than has been different in the past is I'm always trying to keep something going right now, and that's just kind of a matter of personal preference. There's really no rhyme or reason behind it other than in the past when I didn't have stuff going on, I was kind of bored. So now I've kind of always got something going. You know, of course, I've taken on many, you know, a number of students now, so I'm always trying to keep something for them going. So, you know, that's pretty much it. I'm still maintaining the margins, you know, from my real true cherry pick days when I was looking, you know, average profit around $50,000 per house. I'm trying to stay close to that. I will admit I've taken some that have been less than that, you know, that's kind of the gold standard, if you will. That's where I'm trying to be, the benchmark.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, thanks. I really appreciate you giving us a few minutes insight into the online and offline auction arena for real estate. Again, something I'm not even a virgin to. I have no experience other than being a caller at those auctions, like I said, or not a caller, whatever the guy is, the floor guy. I can't remember what he's called, but enlightening, and I appreciate it. Guys, anybody who's in the La Plata, Maryland area, if you are interested in some coaching. I don't know, Steve, if you're taking people, but Steve would be an awesome guy to be coached by. Steve, if somebody wanted to reach you, do you have a website or anything?
Sure. What you can do is go ahead and go to the local RIA that I run. It's the Southern Maryland Real Estate Investors Group, and that is SOMDREIG.com, SOMDREIG.com.
And then also, for those of you who don't know yet, Steve and I are both we're both in the Flip VIPs, and we, along with about 10 other folks, are a part of something called Ask the Flip VIPs, Ask the Flip VIPs. We'll put a link here on the webpage somewhere if you're interested in checking that out. It's about 39 bananas a month, $39, and you get a Q&A call with a dozen real-life experts each and every month. So if that's something that's interesting to you, just follow the link below and you can get more information on that. Thanks again, Steve. Thanks for everyone for tuning in. We'll catch everyone on the next session.
Thank you, JP.